Scott Kegley and Taylor Price back with another edition of Cover 2 presented by AAA. And Taylor, the 49ers finished off the regular season yesterday in the desert, a big 23-20 win over a very good and improving Arizona Cardinals team. And again, just like last week against the Atlanta Falcons, comes down to the wire, and the 49ers were able to pull it off once again.
Scott, that's a 10-win team the 49ers went up against, and it was a quality opponent. A good situational game for the 49ers to get ready for the postseason. They had to drive down late for a field goal, and it was a really nice team win. Colin Kaepernick, 2 touchdown passes, 310 yards on the day. Anquan Boldin had a great game, 149 yards, 106 in the first quarter alone, his best first quarter ever in his 11-year career. A nice effort by the 49ers offense. The defense gave up some plays in the passing game, but they buckled down when they had to, and it was a great team win going into the postseason.
Yeah, Colin Kaepernick now 15-0 when he starts and has a quarterback rating over 90. It's a very impressive stat, and one of the biggest throws he made all night was also a very big play for wide receiver Quentin Patton. That's going to get our Cover 2's AAA Save of the Game. AAA going to be donating $5,000 to the San Mateo County Sheriff's Activities League. And Taylor, what can you say about Quentin Patton? Missed a third down catch earlier in the game, and just like Phil Dawson getting redemption, Quentin able to get a little redemption himself, coming up big and making a nice grab.
Well, Scott, they kept Quentin around. He had a broken foot, and he had to rehab for 8 to 10 weeks, and it was a smart move at the time. The 49ers didn't rush to put him on injured reserve. They kept him in the fold. When Mario Manningham was recently placed on IR, it was Quentin Patton's turn to take over at the number 3 wide receiver spot. The 29-yard catch, a great play at the high point of the ball. Kaepernick, a nice throw, trusting him before the snap that was the matchup he wanted, and a great job coming down in bounds. And my favorite part of that play actually was Harbaugh sprinting down to the referee to call timeout. 2 seconds left to just set up a Phil Dawson field goal. And Harbaugh, with those cleats on, he was able to sprint down the field and call that timeout. Even Navarro Bowman was loving it, giving a big pat on the back. And that was probably the moment I'll really take away from that was Harbaugh's hustle and setting up Phil Dawson for that game-winning field goal.
Yeah, Navarro Bowman definitely having some fun there. And, of course, Quentin Patton, that catch helping secure the number 5 seed for the 49ers. That means they're going to be going to Green Bay to start out the playoffs. An interesting history with the Green Bay Packers. Start off last year and this year against the Packers, and then also played them in their first playoff game last year. It's going to be a tough task going there now with Aaron Rodgers back at quarterback and going to a very tough place to play in Lambeau Field. But the 49ers have done it before.
Scott, it's a matchup the 49ers are familiar with and they're comfortable with. Jim Harbaugh's 3-0 against Mike McCarthy. Aaron Rodgers back in the lineup, but this 49ers defense is looking to get after him, pressure him, and make some plays on the back end. And you like this matchup because the 49ers know what to expect. They've studied these personnel groupings. They've studied this opponent. They know what they're getting into, and it'll be a cold game. But that doesn't really matter. This team is only for the tough. This matchup, the 49ers are going to win by any means necessary. Do what Jim Harbaugh's preached to them all season. And I know you guys on the field will be cold, but you know, in the press box, we'll be looking out for you and making sure this is a good win for the 49ers. They got to handle their business and to advance.
Yeah, the 49ers Studios crew will be there. I'll be maybe in one of the ski masks with the eyes cut out and trying to stay as warm as possible. You got your gloves and your ski jacket ready, Taylor?
No, I don't think you need those in the press box.
All right, this has been it for the final regular season edition as the Quest for 6 continues. Make sure to go to 49ers.com/Quest for 6, update your Twitter and Instagram avatars, and then post the Quest for 6 badge on Twitter or Instagram with the Quest for 6 hashtag. One last time for Taylor Price and Scott Kegley, this has been 49ers.com's Cover 2 presented by AAA.